This place doesn't have character, Hannah replied, snapping me back from my thoughts. I need to get rid of some of this junk around here. Just don't get rid of your Cabbage Patch dolls, the Snoopy Snow Cones machine, or those Moxie roller skates. She laughed. Sometimes I forget how young you are. She sighed. Speaking of which, I'm still trying to figure out a way to get you registered for school in the spring. Who needs school? I can get a job and help out around here. A job doing what? I can't even get a decent-ass job, and I have my high school diploma. I started boosting to make ends meet, and now I'm all caught up. You get a rush from it, don't you? I asked, recalling the enthusiasm she always seemed to have when she unloaded her take for the day on the worn sofa. It's partly that, but it is also mostly because I don't have to deal with the bullshit that would come about from a regular job. Sure, I could get some fast food work or maybe even get into a call center, but people are so judgmental about my choices. I don't have the tolerance to have to defend myself from ridicule day after day. Being a booster allows me to stay off the radar. She smirked. But I am good. I haven't been arrested in going on 3 years, and that's a record. What happens when they arrest you? A bunch of nonsense, purely for show. Then I post a little bail and walk. They have serious crimes to worry about here. Up until about 5 years ago, the Bronx was the murder, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, and arson capital of America. I was stunned. Really? I mean, I can see that it's rough here, but everyone I've met seems so nice. Most people around here are nice, but that has nothing to do with the crazies who had a total disregard for human life. That's why you need to get your ass back in school, so you can make something of yourself. I looked down at the floor.